This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Something I want to drill down on is the idea of a top-heavy roster. This would be almost unprecedented in the NFL. Think about what those four guys are going to get. Joe Burrow's already making $55 million a year. Ja'Marr Chase, record-setting deal for a receiver, probably $37 million a year. You're paying T. Higgins, you're thinking probably in the $30 million range. And now after that Max Crosby deal, Trey Hendrickson, up to $36 million a year, he's going to be setting the market on the edge. Doing the math in my head is going to be a little hard. I think that's about $158 million or so for players. That's about 57% of the NFL salary cap. That's out of line with everybody else in football. Nobody else in the league right now is over 50%.
Hang on, Joe. Just that's
what are we writing over there?
That's Bill Barnwell on the Bengals. I'm putting together a new flow chart ahead of free agency.
A new one?
I've got a new flow chart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're dropping a new flow chart this morning. It's very exciting.
Okay.
All right, ready? Here's the flow chart. It just works like this. It's going to be known as the PFF grade evaluation chart.
Okay.
All right, so you can follow this chart. I'll put on the chat here. Hold on, the chat's huge. The chat's blown up.
Well, we got the camera.
Yeah, here we go. I'm going to hold this up. Here's your new flow chart. Bill Barnwell, Bengals. What do you say? Something about them? Nah, it's probably smart.
That they're cheap.
Yeah, he's smart. Whatever he said, it's probably right. Here we go. Here's your new flow chart. Here we go. Ready? Your team signs a player. The PFF grade is good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's awesome. Or yeah. The PFF grade is bad. The result is, Pro Football Focus sucks. So that's the new flow chart ahead of free agency.
Uh-huh.
Is the PFF grade good? Yeah. Oh, awesome. Love it.
Yeah.
Is it bad? Who knows? What's PFF now?
What are they? The grades are stupid.
Yeah. For instance, Khalil Mack graded the fifth best defensive end last year.
Nice.
So
good.
If the Bills sign him, I need you to know that PFF is good, and that the Bills don't sign him, what's PFF? No.
Yeah.
He's probably not good anymore. It's kind of an offshoot of the chart that's basically, you know, your team signs a player.
Yeah.
That's a great signing.
Yeah.
Somebody else signs him, way too much money. I wouldn't do that.
Yesterday was a fight about whether pass rush win rate wins
yes.
matters or not.
Yes.
Because they cut Vaughn, and I pointed out how good he was in that
last
year.
He had a good pass rush win rate.
Seventh in the league.
Right.
He's eighth in the league. Guys out of him.
Again, it all goes back to the initials. If they had kept him, then pass rush win rate does matter. But since he's gone, it doesn't. Get him on the ground, buddy. Come on.
Right.
Figure it out. That's what we do as sports fans. I don't know. Maybe I won't tweet this chart. It's not that funny. The original one's better. Anyway, good morning. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550, our phone number.
So today really is free agency day.
Pretty much. And
I don't like that they split it up then. Just have them. The signings can happen today at noon. Just let him do it.
Right.
On second thought, guys, you know what? Just go ahead. Sign the contracts.
Didn't they make this? They did this, though, so we don't get tampering. That's tampering, guys. Like, shut up. Stop. Who cares?
It's not even different, though.
Get over
it. Well, they'll tamper the week before now.
I know, but now that they built in a legal tampering period, the deal can't be signed till Wednesday. Right. So now your argument's going to be, they talked to him on Sunday. Oh, what, instead of Monday? Whatever. You had your time. It's not like you can talk to a player, then he signs on day one of free agency before you got a chance to even meet his representation. Like, if they don't return your calls in this 2 days, sorry.
Right.
That's on you. You had 2 days to get this done. It was reported that guy agreed to a deal. You can still call him. He can't sign it until Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they did this to kind of clear up any sort of whining about not being able to talk to a player. That's my guess.
I do. It is funny though. Like, so Ian Hart just tweeted this out. Legal tampering starts at noon. Free agents can finally talk to teams. Let's get this ball rolling. 12:01. Justin Fields has agreed to a 3-year, $90 million contract with $45.5 million guaranteed.
Yep.
Like 12:01, we'll get contract news.
Maybe.
Which means okay, they've talked. We know they haven't done. They haven't figured out this complicated contract in 90 seconds since the thing opened. Maybe they'll be a little more careful about it this year, though. I don't know.
Give us a ring, 803-0550. Before the phone call, one quick thing on Amari Cooper. So Matt Harmon of ReceptionPerception.com has released some profiles of last year's receivers, some of the free agents, T. Higgins, Chris Godwin, and he has posted Amari Cooper's player profile, and it is not very complimentary on what he did this year. His percentile beating man coverage. He was in the 23rd percentile beating man coverage, 29th beating press coverage. He basically pointed out that the film in Buffalo was pretty much a disaster, that they ran him on go routes and very little else.
After not being that bad in Cleveland.
Yes.
Like he said, the way Cleveland used him was a lot better than the way the Bills used him. The Bills asked him to run go routes, and he can't run go routes.
Yes,
anymore.
He said all year long he could not get off the line and stack corners. His success rate on the go route was, in the words of Matt Harmon, ghastly.
Mm-hmm.
He does not separate. He does not get yards after contact either, that he was brought down on first contact on 90% of his plays in space.
Yep.
So Cooper was a name they got. They paid a price. He helped them a little bit. This is not a player they should bring back.
What it would help them is he caught balls when he wasn't open.
Yes.
Or else it would have been total disaster.
Right.
Right? Like every play you can think of that he made while he was a Bill, there was a guy draped all over him. Think of the amazing touchdown he caught against the Jets. He had to go over that guy who was right in his space. He made some plays, but none of them he was open.
Same with Mac Hollins. Like Mac Hollins' touchdown in the AFC Championship game at the end of the first half.
Oh, it's a perfect throw.
It's a perfect throw.
Yeah.
The Bills have an MVP quarterback throwing to outside receivers that do not separate, and two of them are gone. And you've still got people that seem not convinced that they need some help at that position. I would have done DK Metcalf in a heartbeat. No, absolutely. But whatever. He's on to Pittsburgh now. George Pickens is an idea. I don't think so. I don't know about that one. But you can give us a call on that, on any free agent you like. The Metcalf idea is dead. The Myles Garrett idea is gone. And now, you know, kind of seeing what the Bills can do, who they can hunt for, some bargain basement, maybe not basement, whatever, just some modest deals. Maybe not the biggest names, the biggest fish. We'll see what they do as teams can negotiate beginning at noon today. That, and of course, the Sabres, if you want it as well. We owe you the dog of the day, Edmonton.
Hmm.
An oil dog.
Skinner's back. Why don't they just like peel the skin off the hot dog? Like
a
you do
skinned
for kids.
Hot dog.
Yeah, skinned hot dog.
Paul in Buffalo is up. Hey, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, loyalty is a strange, strange thing. Kevin Adams has been here 5 years now, an unmitigated disaster. And when I listened to that press conference after the trade deadline, I didn't sense a guy who had any pressure on him whatsoever. He has the absolute trust and loyalty of the owner of this franchise. And I think the fan base is in the exact 180-degree difference from Kevin Adams, because 3 years ago today was the day Jack Eichel and the Vegas Golden Knights came to Buffalo for the first time with Jack Eichel playing. It was, I remember it distinctly because it was my 42nd birthday. Today is my 45th.
Happy birthday.
Connor McDavid's coming. Thank you very much. Today's Connor McDavid is coming in. And I remember the Eichel game because I paid up and I sat six rows behind the Vegas bench and I laid into him from before the start of the puck drop, and I laid into him till the end of the game. And he heard every word of it, and along with the rest of the fan base, that was there laying into him. We distracted him and got him off his game. Tonight, I don't have a desire at all to go see my favorite hockey player on earth, Connor McDavid. I don't have a desire at all to go see him tonight against the Sabres because Kevin Adams has destroyed my, not my loyalty to the franchise, but my trust and faith in him at all. I don't want to go see the team anymore because I'm not proud to be a Sabre fan anymore. And that crushes me because I love the Sabres more than the New York Yankees, more than Michigan Wolverine football. In fact, I can't even compare those other two franchises with the Sabres, even though those two franchises are top of the heap, A-plus, first-class franchises. And the other franchise is arguably the worst in North American professional sports. So it is shocking to me where I am with the franchise. And this is after what I consider a very good trade deadline for Adams. I called up twice this year and was so irate at Dylan Cousins, I wanted him waived for a bucket of pucks. I called up and said I want a Greenway extended and Zucker extended. He did all those things. But there is a gaping hole in this roster that can only be filled by Mitchell Marner. And Terry, well, you got to just throw money at the guy.
Paul, to that point, thanks for the phone call. I think, you know, I don't know if this is a leap or however you want to say it, but I saw some Sabres fans making connections. Because one question you get a lot is, how can the Bills be so good and the Sabres be so ugh?
Mm-hmm.
And my answer to that is always money. The Bills get as much as they ever need, and the Sabres don't. And as much as Kevin Adams can say, we don't have an internal cap, there are opportunities all the time for the Sabres to retain salary in trades and get better assets for retaining salary. They don't do that.
The retained salary evidence is the most damning evidence.
You just retain some salary and you get a better draft pick, and they don't do that.
They have not. There were trades made on Friday that were this. Like, hey, we'll take your expensive player to make you make a trade work for you and give us a draft pick in exchange for it. The Coyotes did this like every year, like seven times. I'm not saying that made them good, but it's a tool that you have when you're not spending to the cap to help make your roster better.
And they don't do it.
I saw Chad DeDominicis point this out. I didn't know this on Friday. It's not surprising that they have not made a deal where they've retained salary. They've not retained salary in any trade since the Taylor Hall trade in 2021. They haven't done it in 4 years. And they've been far below the cap that whole time.
Yeah.
So that is definitely damning evidence. I agree with the call, though, with Paul. Like, I am very sour on the GM, and I think he did the thing on Friday that I've thought for years he can't do. Or he at least hasn't done enough of.
Sure, but making a trade, not that they just made a trade to make a trade, but I made this point to Paul. It is wild to me on some level that, okay, you're going to change out your core and you're going to change out more pieces of it.
Right.
Are there bigger moves coming? To trade away Dylan Cousins to acquire Josh Norris, who's on a contract for...
until 2030.
Yeah.
And he's now your highest paid forward, $7.9 million.
You went out and acquired your highest paid forward for the longest term, about? I mean, that guy is now your immediate core.
Right.
And what do you know about him? Do you like him enough?
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Does he, finger quotes, want to be here? I mean, he's here. You had to trade for a guy that didn't have a choice. And that's you know, those are the waters that Kevin Adams has to swim in. So it's not a criticism. It's just kind of, it's jarring to see the Byram trade is like, okay, good player for good player. Both guys are RFAs. There's some fluidity to what happens. Norris, that guy's here.
He's here.
He is your core. And that is a major change to make at the deadline. I'm not upset about it. I hope it works out. It's just to go from a team that is, I think, been defined by inaction for a decade to make that caliber of a move is a pretty big deal.
Especially when I didn't have expectation they would do that. The beginning of the week was it was Dreger tweeting, like, oh, it could be a quiet deadline for the Sabres. Yeah. That was, to me, them signaling, we want to make a hockey trade and we don't think there's one out there. And then they did do it. They made the hockey trade that they wanted.
They also,
and I think they got, Paul said, like a shade better. I think he's way better. Or at least has the potential to be way better. Norris has not had 2 years where he's looked like Cousins has looked. Where it's just, what is going on with this guy? Norris, it's just, if his shoulder is healthy, he's a good player. He's got a better shot. He's a better defender. He's a better skater. The only thing I saw in better, all the numbers are way better, especially the advanced numbers. The only thing I've seen that Cousins is better at is like carrying the puck, like zone entries and zone exits and stuff. But every face-offs, everything else is pro Norris.
Well, thinking about Cousins again here. So, again, the Sabres have this thing where guys get traded and then they're amazing. The difference with Cousins is if Cousins finds his game, he'll be the first one that left that finds his game. All right. The other players were already awesome.
Right.
O'Reilly was great. We knew that. Eichel was great 3 years ago today. He played back here. And I remember that day where, you know, he was hurt because people booed him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've defended Eichel the entire time, and I don't feel anything. I don't have any regrets about that, really. I thought he made those comments because he was hurt. Like, he put his heart and soul into the organization and tried and was their best player, and they stunk, and everyone got mad at him instead of the team. Of course, looking back, he was right. Everybody knows it. Everybody knew it. Reinhart was great. He goes somewhere and has success. Who's surprised?
He's the one that's had a lot more, though, than he had here.
Sure.
O'Reilly was relatively as good in St. Louis as he was here. Okay. Eichel was relatively about the same. Reinhart, and I'm not saying this to counter your point, it's just that it's amazing that Reinhart's gone from
like a league leader in goals.
50 goal scorer now, right. Back-to-back seasons.
That's right.
Yeah.
So maybe Cousins finds his game. I don't think it was ever going to happen here. And of course, you know. But back to the point about money. The Bills' new contract with Allen, the owner has to write a check for the entire amount guaranteed.
Right.
Like, oh, Bills? Hold on. $250 million. Whoosh, check. Sabres. How about a top six winger? I don't know. You know, like, they don't spend to the cap.
How about another Jason Zucker?
Yeah.
$5 million.
I think that the Sabres are severely limited by funding. That's what I think. They have an internal cap, and then there's things you can spend that are not part of the cap that don't get tabulated the same. I think the Bills have just about endless resources, and the Sabres don't. So what's the difference? I think it's budget, personally. 803-0550. That said, they did go out and acquire a player with a lot of term and a lot of dollars.
They did.
But to that point,
it was only 0.7 million, 700,000 more per year than Cousins.
Sure, but not just that. Like, yeah. You have to spend the money. You are legally required to spend X amount of dollars. So that you are spending some is not an indicator you're willing to spend what everybody else is willing to spend.
Well, we'll see. Like, I don't believe that they will be near it, but he got asked the question again. Adams did on Friday. He always looks uncomfortable when he gets the question. He did say, like, will you be a team that spends the cap? And he said, like, kind of like, yeah, like, we want to be a team that's spending to the cap. I will believe it when I see it. And
next year,
the cap is going to be even higher. Right. So the money they have to go up to spend to the cap, it's not, hey, spend $7 million more. Because this year, you were what, $7 million? They were like roughly $7 million below the cap. It's, okay, spend $7 million more, and then, oh, you want to be a cap team? Don't spend to this year's cap. They might spend to this year's cap next year. Spend to the cap next year means you're spending like $20 million. And I can't imagine they're going to spend $20 million more than what's on the roster right now.
Right.
That'd be crazy if they did that.
What he said this time, like, yeah, sure, okay, gave that impression. The previous comment he had on the cap was, I don't pay attention to the cap.
Right.
Or I don't think about the cap. I don't really think about the cap. What? How could you not think about the salary cap? It's how this league works. Every league works.
If they pay Marner, they'd be up to the cap.
Good luck. Hey, Josh Allen, convince Mitch Marner to come here. Convince Brady Tkachuk also, because Brady Tkachuk cried when Josh Norris left.
Best friend.
Convince those guys to come here. You might be onto something. Tom in Buffalo. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for a long time now, but you kind of already kind of answered my question though about like Khalil Mack. They're probably not going to sign him.
I think they very well might. I mean, Khalil Mack is as good an idea as any. They can definitely do it if they want to. They can fit him under the cap. They can make his cap hit small, and he's good. He's still good.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
The only other team I've seen reference with him is Chicago.
Yeah, a return to Chicago.
That a return to Chicago is something that both sides like, but he's talked about liking it here. So, and he thought he was going to get drafted here. So, yeah.
That's about as exciting as it gets, maybe. Not to say it's the best move. You know, if they add one of these defensive tackles that hit the open market, okay. But Khalil Mack is... We joked at the start of the segment about PFF grades. You'd be hard-pressed to find a better PFF acquisition for the Bills than Khalil Mack. Fifth best defensive end last year. You can still play.
Is it interesting? This is weird. This legal tampering. Here's some illegal tampering. So I'm just looking for like Khalil Mack, like, because I know there was a Chicago rumor earlier last week. Like, is that gone anywhere? The Bears' official Twitter account on Friday tweeted out a video, and the tweet is just "Leave your legacy," and then it's 47 seconds of Khalil Mack Bears highlights, or at least he's in most of the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
They're tweeting about he's not available right now, is he? He didn't get cut by the Chargers, did he?
Who?
Khalil Mack?
He's a free agent.
So, but is he a free agent today at 12, or is he already a free agent?
I think he's okay.
Because to me, that's tampering. They're tweeting out like
the social,
maybe it's not
the social media director.
The social media account is like indicating like, oh, we're gonna sign Khalil Mack on Monday. Here's some highlights.
Maybe
on Friday. Maybe I'm wrong. Like if the Bills tweeted out Diggs highlights on Friday, what would we have thought? Are they gonna sign Diggs?
We would think they'd been hacked.
Yeah, that's probably right. I picked the wrong player for that. Who's available? It's a former Bill. Former Bill is available out there right now, and they tweet out highlights on Friday. Wouldn't we be going, oh, like, they're going to sign him on Monday?
Poyer. Who is the best former Bill available?
I don't actually know.
That's a fun game. Who's the best former Bill available?
Well, it's Diggs. But beyond other than him? Or is it not him?
Who is it?
The thing about the Bills is they often use up, like, all of the, like, right? John Brown, Cole Beasley, like, these guys don't. Poyer. Micah Hyde.
MVS is coming back. How about that one?
Oh, jeez. Who is the best former Bill? It's going to be Diggs. Yeah. Cooper. Right? Cooper and Diggs, the former receivers. They're in the Ringer ranking. They're the two highest graded. Rasul Douglas.
Right. Forgot about Douglas. They're going to sign a corner today. Not today, but... They're going to remake their secondary. All right, we're going to get a break.
Their big move being a corner.
803-0550 on the Sabres. We got some juice on the Sabres as they, you know, turn the page. Edmonton tonight. We'll check in on the chat, head to the bullpen, see what's going on there. Take more of your phone calls as well. A sunny, beautiful,
yes,
beautiful Monday. The sun, folks. How about the sun?
A couple days in a row, too.
We're arguing online about daylight savings, all because we love the sun. Welcome back to the sun. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.